I wanted this evening, Be'ezer Hashem, to share with you some thoughts regarding our avoda during the month of Nisan generally and during Pesach specifically. For many years, I was bothered with the question. I was always troubled, why do we characterize, not we, why did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah characterize Pesach as Man Perusenu? I mean, since we're youngsters, we're familiar with the Mishnah in Avos that tells us, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin El Amisha Osek B'Torah. So Pepashtis, I used to think, Shavuos would be more of a more appropriate description. So Man Perusenu Mechora would be to apply it to Shavuos rather than Pesach. I mean, it's a long time, 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos. So why do we call Pesach Man Perusenu? And I wanted to suggest that perhaps we can understand this description of Pesach with the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, in which the Chazal tell us that the first of the Aseres Hadibros is considered to be Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. We're familiar with Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim when we say twice a day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the Mechilta says very clearly that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hosei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim, that is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. The first of the Aseres Hadibros is different than the other nine mitzvahs. It's a Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. We accept upon ourselves the sovereignty of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his sovereignty over our lives. That's Pshat Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. At Kriyas Yamsuf, this Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim reached its climax when Klal Yisrael said, Zekeini v'anvehu, and Hashem yimloch li'oilam vo'ed. The Gaon points that out. And it's for this reason that Pesach is called by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Zman Cheruseinu. Unless a person accepts upon himself the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and unless a person commits himself to be an Eved of Hashem, then he remains an Eved to his own Yetzer Hara, an Eved to his Taivas, to his personal Negiyas, his personal passions and Ritzonos. He's not a free person. He's not at all free to do that which he knows to be right. The Malbi mentioned so many times in Mishlei the definition of the Ksil. The Malbi says a man who knows what's right and wrong, but he has no power, he has no control over himself. He's an Eved. He's captured, he's chained, like a ball and chains to his feet and handcuffed. He's handcuffed, he's chained. He can't do what he knows what's right because his weaknesses have been misgaber upon him. And he's not free, just like an Eved can't do what he wants to do, what he knows to be the right thing to do. The person who is not an Eved, a Mekabel Malchus Shemayim upon himself, he remains an Eved. In a certain sense, his avdus is worse than that of Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Because we were Mitzrayim, at least we knew we were Avodim. We knew who our taskmaster was. We knew who's under whose heel we were suffering and who was torturing us. Paro HaRosha. When a person becomes an Eved to his own Yetzer Hara, he doesn't even realize that he's an Eved. He thinks that he's free. But he's the furthest thing in the world from a Ben Chorin. I want to share with you a fascinating Lashon of a Medrash Shochar told that I believe illustrates this concept. The Medrash tells us in Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel, the Medrash Shochar Tov is a Medrash on Tillim. And the Medrash is on the Pasuk, Hanaluka Hanalu Avdei Hashem. So the Medrash tells us that the Makas Bechoros Paro became hysterical, and he rushes in the middle of the night and he pounds down, breaks down the door by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron a Kohen to please get out of here already. Amru lo shoyte b'maimu anu omdim ki ganovim anachnu sheneleich b'maimu b'boker anu yomdim. What do you mean we're going to run away like a bunch of thieves in the middle of the night to run out of the country? Hamtein ad boker shekach omru lono akadosh baruch hu v'atem lo teitzu ish mi pesach beiso ad boker. The Eibishter said no one should leave the house at night. It comes the morning. Be'etzem hayom hazeh, we're going to leave Mitzrayim. We're not going to run out of here like a bunch of thieves and fugitives. Omer Lohem, Paro pleads with them. He says, Hare Mesu call Mitzrayim. What do you mean? Wait till the morning, there'll be nobody left here. It's in every home, you know, people are dying like flies. Shenemar v'tachzeik Mitzrayim an ha'om. Omer Lo, Moshe and Aaron suggest a compromise, where one hand they will not leave until the morning, but on the other hand, they had Rachmanis and Paro, and they said, listen, you want to stop the Makas Bechoyra, so we'll tell you what to do. Omru lo mevakesh ato mechamoses amaka hazos mimecha. I'll give you an etzah. And more in Moshe Rabbeinu, fascinating medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Paro the Lashon of Shichur Avodim. And he says, you be Meshachar B'nai Yisrael tonight, and even though we won't actually leave till tomorrow, as long as you're Meshacher, B'nai Yisrael from Avdus, then Makas Bechoyrus will stop. And more, he tells him as follows, Hare Atem B'nai Chorim, Hare Atem Bershusechem, Hare Atem Avodim Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Paro repeats word after word what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches him. Hischo Paro, Soveach, he screamed, who was so anxious to get the words out of his mouth and stop the Makas Bechoyrus. So Veyach Va'omer, Nisha'ovar Hoyisem Avodai. Avo Achshav, before you were my Avodim, but from now on, Hareyatem B'nei Chorim, Hareyatem B'Rishusachem, you'll be in your own Rishus. Hareyatem Avodov Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzrichim Atem Lahalel Mo, Shatem Avodo, Shenemer Hamamuko Hamamu Avdei Hashem. And he said, and you should be grateful in praise the Eibishter, be Meshabeach him, that you now are his Avodim. So the Lashon of the Medrash is a plea. B'nei Yisrael are Avodim to Paro, and Moshe Rabbeinu teaches him a Lashon of Shichur Avodim. So we would understand the Medrash would say, Hare Atem B'nei Chorim, Hare Atem Bereshusachem. What do we add? Hare Atem Avodim Na'akodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Paro says. Hare Atem B'nei Chorin, Hare Atem Bereshusachem, Hare Atem Avodov Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that have to do with being Meshachar Avodim? First you're Meshachar the Avodim. Once they become B'nei Chorin, then they can choose how they're going to live their lives. Why is the Hare Atem Avodo Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is that part of the Lashon of Shichur Avodim? That's what we see in the Medrash. That's part of the Lashon of Shichur Avodim. So I wanted to suggest that we see from the Medrash this concept. Hare Atem Avodim Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something that follows the Shichur Avodim. That is the Shichur Avodim. That is the Iker Lashon of Shichur Avodim, Hare Atem B'nei Chorim, Hare Atem B'Rishusachem. And when does it mean that you'll take be a Metzias B'nei Chorim? Hare Atem Avodim, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I am going to free you, and I'm going to say you no longer are my Avodim, Hare Atem B'nei Chorim, I'm going to say now you're in your own Rishus, you can do what you want. And if we don't add Hare Atem Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to remain Avodim. But you won't be my Evid. You'll be an Evid to your Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara will have you shackled. And whatever he tells you to do, that's what you're going to do. And whatever your seichel tells you to do, you're not going to want to give in to the seichel, because the taivas of laziness and other taivas of gashmias, the material pressures of the world and the gashmiistic pressures of the Welt and from our own person, is going to tell you, don't listen to the seichel. And you won't be able to do what you know is right. Just like now you can't do what you want to do. Now you can't do what you know is the right thing to do, because you're my avadim. You do what I tell you to do. So if I say, harei atem b'nei choin, harei atem b'rshusachem, you're going to be left in a worse condition than now, as I said before, because you become avadim to your own slaves, to your own yetzirah. But you'll be worse off, because you'll think that you'll be free. But you won't be free. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, that teaches him the Moshen HaShichur Avodim, has three parts, Harei Atem B'nei Chorin, Harei Atem B'rshusachem, Harei Atem Avodim Mahakodesh Baruch Hu. That makes you a free person. This is the Tabomas Malchus Shamayim. The Ramban says that's implicit in the safe of the pasuk that we mentioned before, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. That is part of the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. The Eibishter is our sovereign, and we become his avodim. We now have to do what he tells us to do, when he tells us to do, and how he tells us to do it. This is all part of the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, makes a person free. That's why Pesach, which is a yontif of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, the Hashem Yimro Hiroyon Voed, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Pesach, which is the yontif of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah characterized the yontif as Man Cheruseinu, that is our Cherus. Talmud Torah is a chenek of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Not just a chenek, but it's an eker chenek of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Let me share with you the lashon of a Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Kriya Shema, Halacha Beis. The Rambam paraphrases a Mishnah in Brachos. If Yeshua ben Korcho says in the second parak of Brachos, "Lomo kodmo shman avohoyo im shemoa," today shekodem yekabel atzmo o malchu shemayim, v'acher kach yekabel o atzmo es o mitzvus. The hoyo im shemoa is o mitzvus. V'ahavta shma Yisrael v'ahavta is the kabbalas o malchu shemayim. So that's what Yeshua ben Korcho says. At first you got to be mekabel the o mitzvus, the Om Malchus Shemayim, then you're Mekabo, the Om of Mitzvahs. The Rambam says as follows, Magdimi Nikro Shema, Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Yichud Hashem, Avosov the Talmudo, Shehu HaIker HaGodo Shehakol Tomui Bo. The Rambam is defining for us O Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho says, first you read Shema, and then V'hoya Im Shemoa, in order to first be Mekabel upon ourselves O Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam analyzes, what is this O Malchus Shemayim, for which we read Shema first, and he says, O Malchus Shemayim is Yechudo, Ahavoso, V'talmudo, Shehu Ha'iker HaGodo, Shako Tomuibo. That is O Malchus Shemayim. A person's makabu upon himself, the O Malchus Shemayim, he's makabu the Eibishter, as Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to whom we owe our entire allegiance, not 50% or 99%. We're obligated to develop a love for him, b'chol mevavecha, nafshecha, modecha. And of course, we have to learn what he wants us to do. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. She'ikar ha'godo shako tomuibo. So Nimu Torah, the Rambam analyzes that Nimu Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is a chenek of our Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. And an eager chenek of our Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. That's why it's very fascinating in context of what we're saying now. It's very fascinating that the Avoster Reb Nosson has a different lashon than our Brisa, the sixth parrot of Avos. Our Brisa says, Ein l'cho ben chorin, el misha osei patoyer. That's the lashon of the Tana that we're all familiar with. The Avoster Reb Nosson adds one word to the lashon of the Brisa. The Avoster Reb Nosson says, Ein l'cho ben chorin na'atzmo, el misha osei patoyer. And that word tells us everything. What are we talking about? We talk about a ben chori. We're talking about a ben chori who becomes free from himself, from his own taivas, and from his own yetzeharas, from his own weaknesses. That's a ben chori. If not, the man remains an eved. He's not free. He's the worst slave in the world. Because he can't do what he knows to be right and what he would like to do, he can't. Reminds me of the lashon of the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara mentions there the nusach of the tefillah of many of the Amoraim after Shmon Esrei. So in that omud of Gemara, omud and a half of Gemara, so one of the Chazal mentioned their mispalo to Hashem for sight of Ishmael. So he says, Ritzoneinu masos ritzonecha. Our ratzon is to do your ratzon. But our Yetzihara doesn't leave us. Understand? So it's the person who's an Eved, who's shackled by his Yetzihara. He wants to do the right thing, but he can't. He knows what the right thing is, but he can't. That person is an Eved. That's why the Avoster Reb Nosson says, Ein l'cho ben chorin na'atzmo. A man who commits himself to Limud HaTorah in order to learn the ratzon of his Melech, what the Melech wants him to do, is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim isn't just lip service. He wants to be an Eved Hashem. He wants to do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person who's Oseik B'Torah, Ein l'cho ben chorin ma'atzmo, he becomes free to himself. He's a new person now. He's able now to do what he really wants to do and what he knows to be the right thing to do. We know the famous Rambam, how he's masbred the kofin otso ad sheyomer rotza ani. Comes to mind now. In certain circumstances, the Beis Din can force a man to give his wife a get. How can you do it? Because the Rambam explained that every Yid wants to do the right thing, but the Yetzirah doesn't let him, so he beat him up in order to get the Yetzirah off his back. Get your hands off of my throat. Let me breathe. Let me be free. It's the right thing. The Torah says I should divorce my. I want to divorce her. The Yetzirah doesn't let him, so the Beis Din beats him up until finally he says, Roitzani, Kofi Nosa, Chayoma Roitzani. The man who can't do what he knows to be right intellectually and in his pnimius, this is the worst type of an Eved. This Hashkof is reflected also in the Ramban, the famous Ramban, where the Ramban tells us that the Yemei Sfiris HaOmer connect Pesach to Shavuos like one Yontif. Remember, the Ramban learns that the Yemei Sfiris HaOmer are like a Chol HaMoed. So you're talking about one period that starts at Pesach, a Yontif of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, and it culminates with Kabbalah's HaTorah and Har Sinai and Shavuos, which is part of the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, as we see in the Lashon of the Rambam and Hilchus Kriyas Shema. So this is a yontif, which is a zman cherusenu, because that was the haschoma of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim began at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it culminated at Kabbalah's Torah and Shavuos. So it's all one yontif, and called zman cherusenu because the Iker Yisod is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Dein l'cho ben chorin ma'atzmo, el misho seik b'Torah, is a aspect of the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim that frees a person unto himself. And with this, I wanted to share with you a couple insights from the Gemara Masechet Psachim. that happened to be part of our the Haggadah, the Seder of the Haggadah, the Leil Seder. For example, there's two Mishnayos I want to share with you here in context with what we're saying. The Mishnah has a strange halacha here on Kuf Tes Zayin Imsochi. The Mishnah tells us as follows. First, the Mishnah mentions the questions that the son asks his father, and then the Mishnah says, "Mefidaito shoben, aviv mangamdo." And the father has to answer each son according to where that son is holding. And the Mishnah says, "Maschir bignus u'mesayin b'sheva." That when we start explaining the Haggadah to the children, we start out bignus and we end b'sheva. So the Gemara has a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. My big news, Rav Omar, mitchino ov de avoda zora hoyo avosenu. That's where we start the Haggadah. Shmuel Omar, avodim hoyinu leparo b'mitzrayim. So it's very strange. It's a very strange halacha. And you see that we pass in that way. The Haggadah is organized that way. What's the chat in there? There's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia that speaks about Onoas Devori. And the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to tell a ger. You're not supposed to remind him of his past. You're not supposed to remind about tshuva, of the life he led before he became frum. So aren't we entitled to the same self-respect? Why do we sit down at the Seder table and stand there with a whole big yonta? When we say the Haggadah, and then we start out by mentioning our great yichus. You know what? Don't think that we start with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a father. He didn't drop down from heaven. He had a father and mother. His father was Terah, the biggest factory of idols in the ancient world. He was raised in a home of Avodah Zorah. That's all he saw, his father making psalim and people coming to buy the psalim. That was his home. That was... Why should we mention such a thing? You know, we keep skeletons in the closet, right? You know, you don't advertise your skeletons. You keep them knocked up. Why should we just tear that page out of our history? Who wants to mention about Terach? Is it we're so proud of Terach? Avram Avinu is how we start, the first of the ovals. Why in the world do we have to mention that we are avodim to Paro Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim we fell into Mentesh Shari Tum? We were over the Avodah Zorah just like the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. Who wants to mention that? We have to advertise it bad enough if it comes up. Somebody else should mention it. What are we doing here? Why is there halacha mufureshes, maschil bignus, u'mesayim b'sheva? But according to what we're saying, I understand the pshat very well. Because the whole ikar of the Yontov of Pesach is for us to be mekabel upon ourselves anew the Malchu Shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Azman Cheruseinu. That means Harei Atem B'nei Chorin, Harei Atem Avodim Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time when every person, through a Hischatshus, a renewal of his Chavonas Malchu Shemayim, can raise himself above all the weaknesses of human nature and the weaknesses of the environment to which we fall victim during the year. That's the whole avoid of Pesach, the whole avoid of Nissan. It's a time of the year when we're able more easily to raise ourselves above the level of avodim to a Yetzer Hara and become avodim to a Kodesh Baruch. And therefore we're given the historic example that this is where we come from. We come from people who had the inner strength and the inner koichos hanefesh to be able to raise themselves from where they were. Avram Avinu came from a house of Ovdei Avodah Zorah. We're not proud of his father, but we're proud that he had the inner strength to be able to change himself. We're not proud of the fact that we are avodim leparo b'Mitzrayim, but we're proud of the fact that in 49 days, B'nai Yisrael, who were sunk in 49 Sharei Tuma, were able to be Matayah themselves and come to a Madrega where they heard Hashem speak to them in Har Sinai. They became Nevi'im. This is what we're proud of. Rabbi Yehu Dessler mentions a very Yesoidistik Hashkotha here, very relevant. He says in his one of his comments that he relates to this part of the Agada, as a matter of fact, and he mentions that we have these koiches as well. It's not only that we matzchil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach, not only that we're proud of the fact that we come from a nation who has this koyach to free themselves from the shackles of a Yetzer Hara, to say, Harei ani achshav ben choyrin, ani eved lakodesh baruch hu. It's not only that we're proud that we come from such stock, but that we also have these koiches ha-nefesh. The koiches ha-nefesh that Avram Avinu had, these koiches ha-nefesh from the Avos were transmitted to each Jew who lives in the world today. Each of us have this koach. We don't come from stock that says we're going to live tomorrow like we live today because I can't change. That's my nature. That's the way I am. This is the habit. That's the family I come from. Nonsense. No matter where we come from, no matter what type of background we have, no matter what type of weaknesses each person has in his avoidus Hashem, bein odom lamokom, bein odom lachavero, each of us can change and become different people. This is our Yerusha. This is the stock from which we come. And these are the koiches ha-nefesh that Hashem has endowed Klal Yisrael with. And these koiches are renewed every year, particularly during Chodesh Nissan, and especially during the Yom Tov of Pesach. We turn over the blot in Psachim, the Kuf Tes Zayin Omid Beis, and we find another interesting Mishnah. And I want to share with you the lashon of the Rambam on the Mishnah. The Tana tells us, "Bechol dor vador chayav adam liros es atzmo ki imu hu yotzo mimitzrayim." Shenemar, he got a tom of vincha biyoma hu meimor bavur ze also Hashem ni b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. So here we have a halacha psuka. The whole dor vador, chayev adam, niros es atzmo, we have to look upon ourselves as if we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Let me share with you a very interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam has a different girsa in the Mishnah. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Matzah, halacha vav in Zayin. The Rambam says like this, "Bechol dor vador chayev adam naharos es atzmo." Not niros es atzmo. He should look upon himself as if he were taken out of Mitzrayim. "Bechol dor vador chayev adam naharos es atzmo." He has to show himself. "Ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yotzo ato mishibud Mitzrayim shenemar v'yosonu hotzi mishon." The Adover Zet Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu Betoyev Zacharto Ki Eved Hoyisa Klomar Ki Hu Ato Bi Atzmecho Hoyisa Eved. Not Avodin Hoyu Avo Ki Eved Hoyisa. You were an Eved in Mitzrayim. The Atzosa, you went out L'cheres Beniftis. So the Rambam has a different girsa in the Mishnah, and that's the girsa he brings down L'Alocha. The Chodor Vador Chayev Adam, not just to look upon himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim, but to act as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Naharo says, Atzmo kimu yotzom in Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Rambam says, and that was Halacha Vav. Therefore, the Rambam starts out Halacha Zayin, and he says, Mafikoch. Therefore, because there's a mitzvah, the Chodor Vador, should Adam Chayev Naharo, he has to show himself that he went out of Mitzrayim. That's why we have the mitzvah
of Hasaba at the Seder table, of leaning at the Seder table. And therefore, he says, and this is also of interest in Chidush of the Rambam, the Kom Echod V'Echod Bein Anoshim Bein Noshim Chayev Lishtos B'Maim Ozeh Arba Kosos Shoyayin. So you see from the Rambam that the din of drinking the Arba Kosos is also to show ourselves to be B'nei Chorin. And Eved can't stretch himself out at the table and drink even one cup of wine. He's happy if they give him a cup of water to drink. So the Arba Kosos is like the mitzvah of reclining at the table. Because Chayav Adam Maharos Es Atzmo V'Chodor V'Dor King Uhu Yotzom Mitzrayim. Therefore there's a din of Arba Kosos and there's a din of leaning at the table. I wanted to add that we have to show ourselves to be B'nai Chori as if we go out of Mitzrayim, not just by the Arba Kosos, and not just by me. We, Chayav Adam B'chodor V'dor Maharos Es Atzmo K'mo Yotzom Mitzrayim, we have to relive the liberation of a person from his own taivas and his own Yetzirah every year. Just like the Yidden in Mitzrayim, they left the Memtesh Sharei Tumah, and they left the idolatrous practices of the Mitzvah, and they became Avodim Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to do the same thing. And that's the Ikar Avoida for a Ben Torah when it comes to Pesach. That we have to, each of us has to look within ourselves to recognize, analyze our weaknesses, where the Yetzirah is constantly preventing us from being avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be mechazek ourselves, each of us in our individual way, to be mechazek ourselves, to become emes avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to exercise and to concretize and to bring to fruition the gevaltik ha-koichas ha-nefesh that the Eibishter planted within us, that we yarshin from the ovos, maskil b'gnuz u'mesayim b'shvach, that we have these koichas ha-nefesh, and that's the avoda of a Pesach. And I wanted to add another nekuda here. Before this point, I wanted to mention another insight on the Dalet Lashonos of Guma that I just thought of. I believe it was earlier today. The Netziv answers the question of the Mordechai: Why do we commemorate, or why do we remember the Arba Lashonos of Guma with Arba Kosos of Yayin? Why shouldn't it be by Arba Matzes? Why Arba Kosos of Yayin? So the Netziv says, because wine changes a person. A man drinks enough, he begins to act differently, he talks differently, he drinks more, he'll begin to think differently. There's no food or drink that has an effect on changing a person's behavior like drinking wine. You drink enough of it, the person starts to change from one level to another. So the Netziv says, since that was the outstanding ruchniistic change that occurred in Klal Yisrael in the year of the Makos, what they kept growing, they grew out, they raised themselves from the Memtesh Sharei Tumah to Kabbalas HaTorah. There was a constant change from the first month of Makas Dam till Makas Bechoros and through Kriyas Yamsu. The Nei Yisrael were constantly raising themselves and changing from day to day, from month to month, from one Makkah to the next. They became different people, they became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he says we commemorate the Arba Lashonos of Guma by drinking wine. Each stage, each Lashon, he says, represents another period of Ruchniyusik growth in Klal Yisrael. I just thinking this morning, an interesting insight that I wanted to share with you. The Arba Lashonos of Guma really reflect the hashkof of this Medrash Shofar Tov. And Mamash never thought of it till today. Hotzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti all refer to the process of redemption and taking us out of Mitzrayim. The fourth Lashon is really not a Lashon of Guma. The lokachti eschem li'olam v'yisi lachem le'elokim. That's nothing to do with the Mitzrayim. Hotzeisi, Hitzalti, I'll take you out, I'll rescue you. Go'alti, I'll redeem you. This refers to Guma. After we're free and after we're out of Mitzrayim, then comes another stage. Then I'll become your God, you'll become my people, we'll live happily ever after. That's something else. What's that got to do with Gula? So you see from the Chazal don't speak of Gimel Lashonos of Gula, they speak of Danav Lashonos of Gula. The Lokachti Eschem Mimo Om, that's part of the Areya Tem B'nei Chori. Without that, we remain Avodi. We're not taken out of Mitzrayim. We're still Avodi. It's the Lokachti Eschem Mimo Om. This is the equivalent of the Lashon that that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Paro. Hareya Tem B'nei Chori, Hareya Tem B'Shusachem, Hareya Tem Avodim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's part of the Lashon of Shichru Avodim. It's not something that happens after the Shichru. That is the Shichru. The Zohar sagt, the Lokachti Eschem Lili Om, that's part of the Gula of Yidden from Mitzrayim. If not, we're still there. The Iker Gula was in the Gula of the Nefesh, of the Neshama, not the Gula of the Guf. What I wanted to mention before, and with which I wanted to conclude, is that there is no time of the year when we can exercise ourselves, we can train ourselves in becoming emesa b'nei chori than a bein hazmanim. When a bein hazmanim comes, we enter into a environment of relative freedom. Relative freedom. There's no yeshiva. Nobody's going to check. No one will know if we come to davening, if we don't come to davening, if we daven mincha b'tzibur, or we skip mincha b'tzibur. No one's going to know if we wake up for Shema, we don't wake up for Shema. No one is going to know if we're learning Torah during the day, if we're not learning Torah during the day. No one will know if we open up a sefer for 5 minutes in the morning after Shacharis, or we'll learn for an hour or two in the morning and we have a seder at night. No one's going to know anything. We can do what we want. There's no time of the year when a young man can exercise his independence and his self-discipline over himself like when he's on vacation. And even the Bachim who are going home, it's the same thing. You're going to come home, and your parents are going to be so happy to see you. They haven't seen you for months. And they're going to have Rachmanas on you, Nebach. He had to wake up every morning to be in the minyan at the yeshiva. And the Rebbeim were on top of him, and he could not dare not show up in the morning for the minyan. So we'll let him sleep a little bit later. And Nebach, he was learning day and night, three storim a day, from 9 till 10:30, I hear, is the minimum. And then people are learning later. Nebach, we have to let him rest and sleep and take it easy. The Rachmanis, we're going to fatten him up in case he didn't gain enough weight at the yeshiva. The Rachmanis, he had to eat the yeshiva food. Your parents are overindulgent. You're coming home on vacation. You're not coming home to work. There is no time when we become masters of our own destiny and we have control over our own time and our own behavior with a minimal interference from adults than when we go on a bein hazmanim. And therefore, there's no time when we can test ourselves and we can train ourselves to see how far we are really progressing in becoming the bnei chori. There's no time like a bein hazmanim. And especially during a bein hazmanim and Chodesh Nisan, and a bein hazmanim and a Yom Tov like Pesach. The Chazal tell us, the nisan nigomu avoseinu in Mitzrayim. The gula of Mitzrayim came in nisan. It was at this time that we were metabol upon ourselves the O Malchus Shemayim. And it's this O Malchus Shemayim in a commitment of avdus to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that will bring Be'ezer Hashem B'chodesh Nisan, Asidin Ligoel, the Mehera of Yomeinu.